This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Oscar, O-S-C-A-R, middle initial C, Rulapaugh, R-U-L-A-P-A-U-G-H. Date of birth, February 27th, 1936. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a consultation for Mr. Rulapaugh, who was sent for evaluation of worsening of kidney function with a progressive increase in creatinine starting in May of this year. He has had elevated creatinine levels since 2019, according to review of lab reports. He's had no symptoms. He does suffer from emphysema, COPD, and in December of 2002, he became very sick with pneumonia, and he was hospitalized for several days. Possibly also he had sepsis at that time. And while he was sick, he was unable to urinate, so he required an indwelling catheter to be placed, and that had to stay in place for at least a month in order to allow him to urinate. And he's been followed by the local urologist since that time, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. Dr. Liu told the patient that although he has an enlarged prostate, he'd like to treat him medically at this time as long as he's able to empty his bladder well and renal function remains stable. And so he's doing well. He feels like he urinates well, although he gets up one time per night. And occasionally he will empty his bladder, and then within 1 or 2 minutes he has to urinate again. So he does have a few signs of prostate enlargement and difficulty emptying his bladder. He's feeling much better. His daughter, Teresa, accompanies him to this appointment today. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does see Dr. Kropotsman for his paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He does have osteoarthritis, but doesn't use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And when his creatinine increased, his lisinopril was stopped. He was taking 30 milligram a day of lisinopril, and that has been stopped. And he remains on just a few blood pressure medications, which we'll review in his review of medications. He denies any dizziness or syncopal episodes. His shortness of breath is much better. He occasionally has some sputum production. It's usually clear. And once or twice a day, he's able to expectorate clear to white sputum, he reports. No fever, chills, or malaise. He's actually gained several pounds over the last 6 months, and he's feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has constipation problems, but no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No claudication symptoms, minimal edema of the lower extremities, no unusual skin lesions or ulcerations. Past medical history is significant for emphysema, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, benign prostatic hypertrophy with obstructive symptoms, which are improved currently, osteoarthritis, a small right kidney stone per CAT scan done in December of 22, history of skin carcinoma, hard of hearing, he wears hearing aids, hyperlipidemia, and a history of benign lung lesion that was found in December of 2022 and is being followed by Dr. Akkad. It's A-K-K-A-D, like David. Past surgical history, he's had tonsils and adenoids removed. He's had a cholecystectomy done, appendectomy, a colonoscopy was last done in 2021, and he's had 2 cardiac ablations for the atrial fibrillation, but it is paroxysmal and does tend to come back at times. Social history, he's an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1979 and has not smoked since. He rarely consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He does not use electronic cigarettes either. He is a widower, lives alone, and he is a retired factory worker. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, lung carcinoma, hypertension, emphysema, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to codeine. Medications, albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 6 hours as needed. Dutasteride, it's Dutasteride, 0.5 milligram once daily. Flonase nasal spray, 1 spray to each nostril daily as needed for allergies. Trelegy Ellipta, 1 inhalation daily. Duoneb per nebulizer, 4 times a day as needed. Metoprolol, extended release, 25 milligram, 1 half tablet daily at bedtime. Rhythmol, 425 milligram, extended release capsules, 1 every 12 hours. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. Torsemide, T-O-R-S-E-M-I-D-E, 10 milligram daily. Coumadin, 3 milligram once daily. Physical exam, height is 59 inches, weight 152 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 152 over 70. Standing is 150 over 70. Pulse is 70 and currently regular. Oxygen saturation 92% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today. Rate is 70. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, brisk capillary refill, 2+ pedal pulses bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 12, 2023. Creatinine had improved at 1.7 with estimated GFR 39. May 31st of 2023, the creatinine had increased to 1.9 with GFR 34. Prior to that, 12-12 of 22, creatinine was 1.4 with GFR 49, and it remained between 1.3 and 1.5 throughout his hospitalization for pneumonia. 5-14-21, creatinine 1.3, GFR 53. 11-10-2020, creatinine 1.3 with GFR 53. 9-3 of 2019, creatinine 1.4 with GFR 49. His electrolytes are normal. That's June 12, 2023. Phosphorus 3.2. Liver enzymes are also normal. Urinalysis 4-19-2023, negative for blood, negative for protein. He did have immunofixation done. He does have elevated kappa free light chains as well as lambda free light chains, which this pattern is consistent with chronic renal disease. And there was no M protein detected. His last normal platelets, white count was elevated at 12.4. That was at hospital discharge after he was released from hospitalization for the pneumonia and sepsis. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with worsening of kidney function, most likely secondary to the pneumonia and sepsis in December of 22, and then the prolonged urinary retention from prostate enlargement. We are repeating all of his labs today. If his creatinine is higher than 1.7 again, we will repeat a kidney ultrasound with a post-void bladder scan to check for urinary retention. If it is greater than 100 cc's, he'll see Dr. Liu again for further treatment for urinary retention. We're going to get his last echocardiogram report from Dr. Kropelman's office. That was done more than a year ago. And He's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. We've asked him also to follow a strict low-salt diet to try to manage blood pressure at home and also to check his blood pressure at home, with the goal being 130 over 80 or less for blood pressure. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.